And now smile a while with Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. We all know couples like lovable, impractical Lorenzo Jones and his devoted wife, Belle. Lorenzo's inventions have made him a character to the town, but not to Belle, who loves him. Their struggle for security is anybody's story, but somehow with Lorenzo, it has more smiles than tears. The next time an ordinary headache threatens to spoil your day, get fast relief with Bayer aspirin. Real Bayer aspirin starts to disintegrate in your stomach within 2 seconds. Actually, is ready to go to work almost instantly to bring you fast headache relief. So the next headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain you have, try Bayer aspirin. When you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer aspirin, never by the name aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle, and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. And now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. Lorenzo Sherlock Holmes Jones has deduced that the strange woman who has been buying up his inventions, which in a wild moment he auctioned off, is the agent of some manufacturer determined to corner the Lorenzo Jones market. And Lorenzo has actually come across a stranger at the inn, Claire Foster, young and beautiful, and last night had a talk with her. But to his surprise, Claire told him that she is an actress who has been crossed in love and has come to town to get away from it all. Well, in the Joneses' living room, we find Lorenzo and the little woman. It's the following evening.
Then crown my joys or cure my pain. Give me more love or more disdain. Oh, see, that's beautiful, isn't it, Belle? Well, hang on now. Here's another one. If I remember correctly, just as touching. No, Phyllis, no. Your heart to move, a surer way I'll try. And to revenge, my slightly love will still love on and die.
Oh, I told you, it's enough to make one weep.
Well, I can't say I feel weepy, Lorenzo. Yeah,
but,
tired is more like it. Darling, this is the 10th poem you've read this evening.
Yeah, well, what of it?
Oh, I know you like to read out loud and you're fond of poetry, but 10 of them. And so, all of a sudden...
I don't understand...
You haven't been in a poetic mood for a very long time now. And then suddenly, out of the blue, right after dinner, you get out the home book of verse and begin to talk of romance and love.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with romance?
Well, nothing,
if you ask me, love is a topic which we don't get around to often enough.
I agree, but...
Poetry, too. It's one of the arts which we moderns are inclined to neglect. But fortunately, not yours truly.
Well...
Tonight, I just happened to feel in a sentimental mood.
Mm. Last week, it was another mood, Lorenzo.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, that's why I'm somewhat puzzled. Then it was crime psychology.
Well,
instead of the home book of verse, you were walking around with a magnifying glass and quoting Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, never. I am a man of many interests.
Mm-hmm.
One week crime, the next odes, soon I may take up gardening.
That will really be a surprise.
You're interrupting.
Interrupting what?
My explanation, justification, train of thought.
Oh.
As I say, I am a man of many interests.
Mm-hmm. Still, I'm not satisfied, Lorenzo.
How so?
I just can't help it. I know this will make you angry, but as a rule, when you get a new hobby, there's a reason for it.
I am still in the dark.
You've got some scheme in mind.
Well.
And especially when you begin to detect, there's always something behind it.
Oh, you're loco. As usual, of a suspicious nature.
Not at all. I've just put two and two together.
Oh.
Detecting, spending your time with Sandy. Night after night, he comes over here and you sit and whisper with him. Or you meet him and take a walk so that I can't hear you either.
Oh, nonsense. I...
And such long walks. Do you know what time you got in last night? It was almost 12 again, Lorenzo.
So we hit upon some fascinating topic and lost track of the time.
Mm-hmm.
If the inn hadn't had such a large clock and I hadn't happened to glance at it, I'd have been even later.
Did you say the inn, Lorenzo?
The which?
What were you doing at the inn?
We got weary and stopped in to rest ourselves.
No. Uh-huh.
And now, Now that you've registered all these doubts, I would like permission to submit a rebuttal.
Well...
You are impossible to please, Belle.
What do you mean?
I have given up inventing. In fact, on your advice, I've auctioned off all of my brain children, something I'll always regret. And now you're raising the roof because I'm trying to fill my time with substitutes.
I am not raising the roof. I'm just stating that I think that there's more here than meets the eye.
Oh, not only a cliche, but untrue.
And that you're keeping it a secret from me.
Oh, Mother of Christ.
And if so, and I find out that my guess was correct, I shall be awfully upset,
well,
Lorenzo.
Well, relax. You won't find out. There's nothing to worry about.
Well, I hope not.
Man can read Sherlock Holmes and a couple of love poems and not be involved in a devious plot. You ought to know that. Ah, at last.
At last, who?
Well, Sandy, of course. You needn't stick around, Belle.
Now, there, you see, that's just what I mean. He's here again, and you're trying to get rid of me.
Oh, poppycock.
Well,
he is here because he has nothing else to do, and we will only bore you.
Oh, I see.
But stick around if you like. We can take a walk. We're glad to have you.
No, I can take a hint. I'll just go upstairs. And, oh, by the way, you don't have to whisper. I'll close the bedroom door. I won't listen.
Oh, no, she's impossible. A regular mind reader. I can't keep a thought to myself. Coming! A man married to her has no privacy. Come in and shush. She's on deck.
Mrs. Jones?
Little Pitchers, I now call her. But we can talk in the living room.
Okay.
She said that she'll close the bedroom door, but keep your voice down. I don't trust her.
Yeah, sure.
Ooh. What an experience, my boy, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Jones.
Buster. What a beauty.
Yeah, she's some looker, Mr. Jones.
And what a story she told us. Oh, I dreamed about it all night, like a novel or a movie.
Yeah, it was that all right.
A famous actress on the New York stage, crossed in love and can't remember her lines, has to give up her career.
In fact, I saw a movie like that once.
Yeah, oh, you did? Oh, that was very touching anyway.
Sure.
Now she's come to this little town to get away from it all. Beautiful, heartbroken, and lonesome.
She certainly took to you, Mr. Jones.
Oh, well, I'm a sympathetic character.
Oh, was that it?
And maybe I have a gallant air. It's instinctive, you know. I charm the fair sex without meaning to. And she took to me, it was vice versa, to quote a dead language. I'm a devoted husband. Belle is my one and only, but Claire made a request, and we'll have to grant it.
She made a what?
She asked us to visit her at the inn and keep her company.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking, Mr. Jones.
Oh?
If Claire's an actress who's come here to get over an unhappy love affair, why can't we invite her home to dinner and keep her company that way?
Well, it's obvious why not, my boy. She's asked us to keep her story a secret.
Oh.
See, it follows that she's sensitive. She doesn't want people to know that her boyfriend jilted her and that play she opened and closed because she couldn't remember her lines.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And also, I'll admit this to you, Abby and Belle, you know how they are. They'd get one gander at her face like Hedy Lamarr or a reasonable facsimile. And I doubt if they'd cotton to her. Would they even believe her story?
You do, Mr. Jones?
Well, of course.
I got another thought, Mr. Jones. Look, if Claire Foster is an actress, she can't be a secret agent out to buy up your inventions.
What?
Well, that's how you figured her first. Someone's been buying your brain children, those that you auctioned off. A strange young woman representing a big firm, you said, which was cornering the Lorenzo Jones market, and you deduced that she was Claire Foster. That's why you arranged this meeting last night, to get the proof, you said.
Oh, no. I can't understand it.
What, Mr. Jones?
I forgot about the secret agent. It went right out of my head.
Oh.
From the minute Claire spilled the story, I never gave it a second thought. What a predicament.
It is?
Oh, you're right, of course. Claire can't be both an actress and a secret agent.
No.
She's the actress. My search for the mysterious stranger must continue. Clues I've gathered so far are no good, but if she's the agent, then she's been lying to us. She's a two-faced character. Oh,
could I make a wild stab, Mr. Jones?
Yes, sure.
I don't know whether she's an agent, but she ain't. Isn't no actress. She just seen and saw that movie that I talked about.
Ah, it's simple.
What?
To get at the truth, you step out in the hall and watch the door of Belle's bedroom while I make a telephone call.
But
quick, my boy. And if you see her, holler Chickie.
Okay.
Huh. Can't believe it. Not Lorenzo Sherlock Jones. If she were a phony, I'd have spotted her.
Hello?
May I speak to Mr. George Green, please?
Speaking.
Oh, George, this is Lorenzo Jones.
Oh, how are you, Lorenzo?
You're fit. But I'd like to ask you a question. You're the movie critic on the Evening Star, and you also know the New York Theater. Did you ever hear of an actress named Claire Foster?
Who?
Claire Foster.
No.
You don't recall a Broadway star by that name, a well-known one?
Uh-uh, Lorenzo.
Oh, golly. Well, maybe she's using a pseudonym. I'll put it another way. To your knowledge, did a play open last year with a female playing the leading part and then closed because said female couldn't remember her lines?
Repeat that, Lorenzo.
I said...
Don't bother. I heard you. No, that's news to me. Plays closed for all sorts of reasons, but not that one.
Mercy. Well, one more little clue which might refresh your memory. This actress couldn't remember her lines because she'd been jilted by the man she loved.
Oh, now you're kidding.
That's
an old chestnut. That plot's been used 1,000 times. Someone's pulling your leg, Lorenzo.
Ooh, I'll die in a minute.
I don't know who or why, but I never heard of Claire Foster, jilted or not. No, don't fall for it.
No, certainly not. I mean, thanks very much, George.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say, Mr. Jones.
The coast is clear upstairs.
Uh-huh.
You were right. Claire's a phony.
No.
Yeah. George says she's pulling my leg.
Ooh,
the humiliation, my boy.
But
I, with my gift of detecting... Well, however, all is not lost.
It ain't? It isn't?
We set out in search of proof that Claire is a secret agent. Well, now we've got it.
Well, I don't...
Well, why else would she have told us that stupid yarn except to hide her real business in town, her real mission?
Boy, I didn't think of that.
She's a secret agent, all right. She's the one who has bought my inventions, and instead of pulling the wool over our eyes, she's played right into our hands.
How?
We'll pretend to believe that story and use it as an excuse to see her again. We are definitely on her trail, my boy.
Well, Claire Foster's story seems to be a phony, and the great detective has found it out. But nevertheless, is he right in thinking that she's the secret agent who is buying up all his inventions? When you're suffering from an ordinary headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain, there's nothing more important than fast relief, really fast relief. Millions who use Bayer aspirin for fast relief know that Bayer aspirin is ready to go to work almost the instant it's taken. Within 2 seconds, it starts disintegrating in your stomach, and as a result, relief comes with amazing speed. You can actually see how fast Bayer aspirin acts by dropping one of these tablets in a glass of water. Before it touches the bottom of the glass, it starts to dissolve or disintegrate. Because Bayer aspirin does the same thing when you take it, you get the fast pain relief you want. In addition, Bayer aspirin gives you reliable relief. You see, Bayer aspirin has been used without ill effect by millions of normal people. Remember this next time you want quick, reliable pain relief. Be sure to ask for Bayer aspirin by its full name, never by the name aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle, and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. We wish to thank Miss Betty Gard for playing the role of Belle in the absence of Lucille Wall, who is ill. Listen in tomorrow at this time for the next episode of the story of Lorenzo Jones. Your announcer, George Putnam.